With the ringing of that school bell, we're back again in time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And I would invite you to take your Bible and turn to Exodus chapter 3. We'll be looking at passages from Exodus chapter 3 and 4. We're having a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of January 20th, 1924, about how Moses was called to deliver Israel. This is class number 469 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. Let me read to you for the text we're going to be beginning with here in Exodus chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. It says, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And Moses said unto God, "Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And he said, "Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be the token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." Of course, we're looking at this time when God was speaking to Moses out of the burning bush that never burned away. Now, we'll get into that in just a moment. I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me return to Elam's notes. Humbly, Moses thought this was an impossible task for him now. His first efforts 40 years previous to this had failed. Indeed, this would have been an impossible undertaking but for God's help. Moses' humility and meekness were essential qualifications for this great work. There's a great difference between Moses now and Moses 40 years previous to this. Jealousy and envy, and not meekness and humility, stand now in the way of success wherever they exist. God removed this difficulty by promising to go with Moses, as we have seen here in this, the burning bush and God's presence in it, shall be the token unto thee that I have sent thee. As further encouragement, God promised that Moses should come out of Egypt with the children of Israel and worship him upon that mountain. Let me read to you Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. And here's where the text says, "Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come to the children of Israel and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations." Moses asked God what he should say when the children of Israel should ask him the name of who sent him. And God said to Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." The margin puts it, "I am because I am," or "I am who I am," or "I will be that I will be." This means God is an eternal and self-existing being. Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God, Psalm 90 and verse 2. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, Jehovah the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Moses suggested other difficulties, which God at once removed. And it says in the note of the lesson to read the rest of the chapter. And so now we're going to turn to the Exodus chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading in Exodus 3:16 and read on to Exodus chapter 4 and verse 23. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, hath appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done unto you in Egypt. And I have said, I will deliver you up out of the affliction of Egypt, into the land of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken unto thy voice. And thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto him, Jehovah, the God of the Hebrews, hath met with us. And now let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Jehovah our God. And I know that the king of Egypt will not give you leave to go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will put forth my hand, and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass, ye shall not go empty, but every woman shall ask of her neighbor, and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall despoil the Egyptians. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 1. And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, Jehovah hath not appeared unto thee. And Jehovah said unto him, What is that in thy hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and lay hold of it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that Jehovah, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And Jehovah said furthermore unto him, Put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as white as snow. And he said, Put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and when he took it out of his bosom, behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken unto the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe even these two signs, neither hearken unto my voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour it upon the dry land, and the water that thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 10. Moses said in Jehovah, O Lord, I am not eloquent, neither hitherto nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, for I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And Jehovah said unto them, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh a man dumb, or deaf, or seeing, or blind? Is it not I, Jehovah? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt speak. And he said, O Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is there not Aaron thy brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well, and also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put the words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall say, and what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people. And it shall come to pass that he shall be a mouth, and thou shalt be to him as a God. And thou shalt take in thy hand this rod, wherewith thou shalt do the signs. Exodus 4 and verse 18. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, Let me go, I pray thee, and return to my brethren that are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said unto Moses, Go in peace. And Jehovah said to Moses in Midian, Go, return to Egypt, for all the men are dead that sought thy life. And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them upon an ass, and returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And Jehovah said unto Moses, When thou goest back into Egypt, see that thou do before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in thy hand. And I will harden his heart, that he will not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith Jehovah, Israel is my son, my firstborn. And I have said unto thee, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And thou hast refused to let him go. Behold, I will slay thy firstborn, thy son. And it shall come to pass on the way of the lodging place that Jehovah met him, and sought to kill him. Then Jephthah took a flint, and cut off the foreskin of her son, and cast it at his feet, and said, Surely, a bridegroom of blood thou art unto me, for he let me alone. Then she said, A bridegroom of blood thou art because of the circumcision. And Jehovah said to Aaron, Go to the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God, and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Jehovah wherewith he had sent him, and all the signs wherewith he had charged him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which Jehovah had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed when they heard that Jehovah had visited the children of Israel, and that he had seen their affliction. Then they bowed their heads and worshipped. So that was Exodus chapter 3 and Exodus chapter 4. There's a little poem at the very end of this Sunday school lesson, written by one called G. A. Holland, and it goes like this. I count this thing to be grandly true, that a righteous deed is a step toward God, lifting the soul from its common clod to purer air and a clearer view. Heaven is not reached by a single bound, but we build the ladder by which we rise from the lowly earth to the vaulted skies, and we mount to its summit round by round. Well, that's the conclusion of that Sunday school lesson. I turn the page in my little Sunday school book, and I see that there is another lesson for the Sunday schools of January the 27th, 1924. And it is a lesson on how Israel was saved at the Red Sea. And so we're going to make some connecting links between this and talk about the Passover and what it means to do things by faith, and show that the waterless way was not the way to go by faith. How Moses said, Stand still and see the salvation of God. make sure you return. You may now be dismissed.